Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLAW.org and register today.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. We welcome all parts of the country to the OPT Network this Wednesday morning. If you're just joining, it's August the 22nd, and it's 7:36 a.m. already in the middle of the week. Can you believe? I say this every week because it seems like the days just fly by. And I know for a lot of school kids, this is their first week still getting acclimated. School buses are running. Kids are standing at bus stops. And a lot of kids are walking to school, believe it or not. So please be careful. Make sure that you're mindful of all of the activities going on in the morning. And as we're driving in, there's also construction. So that kind of slows things on MacArthur Drive if you're coming in. So please be careful. Stay engaged and try to stay off those cell phones as you're traveling in the morning. Remember, those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And this morning, I tell you what, like every morning this week, it seems like when we pop out of the house so early, it's nice and crisp and cool, and it just feels like fall is on its way. And so we hope that it is. We hope for cooler weather, especially in the wake of high school footballs kicking off Friday night. A lot of schools are going to be having their jamborees, and it's going to be the first big game of the school season. So we hope for cooler weather. We're excited about it. We know that many of you are as well, as we love to follow high school football. Yes, we do. So we want to follow it with a little bit cooler weather. But as I said, we're in the middle of the week, so it's all downhill from here. We hope that you're having a great Wednesday morning. There's so much in the news that we want to talk about this morning. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about some really, really important things that you may have missed. So stay on point. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
HixsonHasIt.com. HixsonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixsonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixsonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixsonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixsonHasIt.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where is your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Hello, I'm Nolan Walls. My mother passed from breast cancer 7 years ago. That's why I support Team OPT in their effort to raise money and awareness for breast cancer.
Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Lavalake, and I lost my daughter, Lena Buckley Lavalake, March the 18th, to breast cancer. That's why I support Team OPT in their efforts to bring awareness about breast cancer and to raise money to help in the fight against breast cancer. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's August 22nd, it's Wednesday, and it's 7:44 a.m. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Carol Kinder. Carol Kinder is where you can get on the right financial path. It doesn't matter where your finances are. It's a 401k, if it is an inheritance or a lawsuit, Carol Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. Also, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team is in Rapides and surrounding areas to serve you. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. If you're just joining us this morning, you know, as we were looking at today's show, we had some other things planned, but there were some important things in the news that you may have missed, and we wanted to be sure that you got on point about it. And let me tell you what it is. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a message for baby boomers. Now, you may be saying, I'm familiar with that term. What does that consist of in terms of age? Baby boomers are from 1946 to 1964. Well, they're saying that you need to get tested for hepatitis C. This is a group that makes up two-thirds of the Americans infected with a potentially liver-destroying virus. The blood test to check for exposure is very, very simple, and it only costs about $20. But what they're saying is that if you are one of the millions of Americans without insurance, then that's where it gets a little bit tricky, but things get a little bit more complicated. The recommended test is to check for the antibodies, but if it's positive, then that means that you were maybe once infected. But the problem is this. The problem is that more people are infected than they know. And so what is happening is that it's like other diseases. People are walking around with hepatitis C and they have no idea. And it says if you're antibody positive, then you need another test. And so if you are positive, you need to go on and you need to get a liver enzyme test, which will probably end up, you'll have a biopsy and it'll tell you if you have severe liver damage. Well, the reason why we thought that this was so important, because it is near and dear to us, because we know very many people who have hepatitis C. They are our family, they are our friends, and we know that they would not have known if they wouldn't have gotten tested. And so there are many, many people out there that are walking around with hepatitis C and don't even know it. And so the Centers for Disease Control is urging baby boomers, and that's ages from the years of 1946 to 1964, to get tested. It's a simple test, and you can work with it if you have hepatitis C, but you can't work with it if you don't know. And really what it is, hepatitis C, it's a virus. And along with other forms of hepatitis C, it infects the body and it attacks the liver. And this is why it is important for us to learn more about hepatitis C. And we contacted the director, Thomas Freuden, who put out this information in yesterday's paper. And of course, they have been inundated with media requests to talk about hepatitis C, but we did want to put it out there. We will connect with them and have someone on to talk about it, because far too many people are walking around with Hep C, short for hepatitis C, and they don't even know it. And so many people subsequently will die from the disease simply because it is treated, will be treated way too late. So if you're a baby boomer, and then, you know, we looked at, well, who needs to be tested? If you, in the early years of your life, if you had been using drugs, if you had been using intravenous drugs, even there are small accounts of people that have been affected through sexual contact. And so it is just an important message. And the really, really tricky part is that the symptoms are very, very innocent. They range from mild to severe. And some of those symptoms, those common symptoms, are a mild fever, headache, muscle aches, fatigue, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. And later, you know, as it progresses, the symptoms can get more progressive. Dark coffee colored, dark yellow urine, clay colored stools, your bowels in clay color, abdominal pain, and the yellowing of the skin and or of the whites of the eyes, sort of like that jaundice kind of look. And so as DC and I read the article on yesterday, we said, you know, this is really, really an important message that we want to send to our listeners, because we have been affected by it personally. We know, as I said earlier, family and friends that have been infected, family and friends that are being treated, and family and friends that are just learning of this disease. And so it is critical, baby boomers, it is critical that you get tested, because those symptoms, you know, we could brush those off as any symptom, USA, and move on. And especially for those men who really don't want to go to the doctor. So ladies, you know, if you know that your husband, your uncle could have been infected, if there is a possibility, we want to encourage them. And they say back in the day, you know, before they really began to have a close watch on blood transfusions, a lot of people kind of got caught in that era as well. So it's an important message that the CDC is trumpeting, and we wanted to make sure that we just talked about it, because, as I said, we have been affected by it personally. And one of the newisms that we talk about all the time, before Uncle New went home to be with the Lord, D.C., he talked about this very thing, and he really had a lot to say about it, and it's really foretelling now.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct.
And one of the things he said to us was that a lot of people, just as the reports are saying, he said a lot of people have this disease and don't know it.
That's correct. And the way it lays dormant in mm-hmm. your system, you never really know you have it, because there are no symptoms.
Right.
But once you start to have symptoms from it, you know, it is at that point that it gets very, very deadly.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing to do is, you know, just take heed to the warnings. And if you're in that baby boom generation, go ahead and just get yourself checked. Because
Absolutely.
If you get checked and you're detected early, there's really a lot that they can do to preserve your life.
Mm-hmm. And then we don't want it to progress for a lot of people, and that we know as well that it progresses into liver cancer.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot to be said. And just FYI, here's who should be tested. People who have injected illegal drugs, people who received blood products for treatment of bleeding or problems prior to 1987, before they really, really had a good hold on those blood supplies. Persons who have ever had chronic renal dialysis. People who persistently have elevated liver functions. And people who have had blood transfusions from a donor later that tested for hepatitis C. So there were some people back in the day that had hepatitis C that were giving blood, and they really didn't catch it prior to 1987. So if you fall in any of those categories, and I know it's tough every time we tell you about getting checks, but it's necessary. It's a hard conversation to have, but it's an important article, and we wanted to make sure that if you're a baby boomer, or if you have had any of these problems or issues that we just talked about, you need to get tested. Stay on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
The kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back to school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back to school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Laura Bryan with First Federal Bank Louisiana, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I support Team OPT and its efforts to raise money and awareness in the fight against breast cancer. Thank you for your support.
Hello, I'm Marilyn Quinney, a breast cancer survivor, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart and the credit union that's absolutely dedicated to excellence. Also, Davis One Stop, traveling north or south on Highway 71. Cheneyville, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, and who could forget the incredible, incredible conversation that we had with Thesha Wiley Davis and her sister Hollywood on yesterday. Davis One Stop, again, it's in the heart of Cheneyville. McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining us this morning, you know what? We're just doing some housekeeping, some things that we think are really, really important and things that you may have missed in the news. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news this morning, DC, but these are some things that are near and dear to our hearts. And one of the things that we advocate and that we work on every single year since we've been on the air is women and heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. And I don't know if you saw the paper yesterday. I don't know if it was reported on the news or not, but I read it in the paper and went to Rosie O'Donnell's blog on yesterday. Rosie O'Donnell, the talk show host, comedian, actress, well, she had a heart attack last week. And it was just really, really
It was surprising. It was surprising to many. And I think it was a wake-up call for every single woman, because we talk about it all the time. Not only is it the number one killer of women, it's the number one killer of men as well. One in three women will be diagnosed with heart disease. And this is another one of those critical issues that's near and dear to our heart, because heart disease runs in my very own family. And we just had a family member, a woman, who recently had stents as recent as about 3 weeks ago in her heart. And so what Rosie did was she blogged about her heart attack. It happened last Tuesday. And let me tell you what she said. She said it was a semi-sunny Monday. And she just really goes into a lot of detail about what happened. She said the light was bouncing off the flat Hudson. Mish, I guess her daughter, was sitting next to me. And I'm happy to be alive. Last week, she said, I had a heart attack. Here is what happened on Tuesday morning. While walking in the park, she said, I heard a loud, commanding voice. Can you help me? Is what the voice said. She said it was more of a demand rather than a request, a challenge, a plea. And so she turns around and she saw this, what she describes as an enormous woman struggling to get out of her car. And so the lady was stuck. And the lady said, can you help me? And then she walks over to the lady, and the lady recognizes immediately. She says, oh, you're Rosie O'Donnell. And Rosie replies, yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. And so she said, the ghost of Christmas future. Me, I decided not to wake. There are no accidents, I thought, as I braced myself and lifted her. It was not easy, but together we did it. She was up and on her way with gratitude. So a few hours later, she reported, just in the blog, she said, my body hurt. I had an ache in my chest. Both my arms were sore. Everything felt bruised. Well, now the natural mind thinks, I helped to pick this lady up and it's caused me all sort of damage. And then you start rationalizing, ladies. You know how we do it. Well, I thought I was getting in better shape, but maybe I'm just not in as great a shape as I thought. So the pain persisted. And she said, well, I thought I had a strain or a pulled tissue or, you know, so she just thinking that it's everything but what it is. And then she said the pain persisted. And then she said, I became nauseous. My skin was clammy. I was very hot. And she said she threw up. Maybe she's thinking this is a heart attack. So instead of calling 911, she does what we all would probably do. She Googled women's heart attack symptoms. She said, I had many of them, but really, I thought, nah. Do we all think that? Yeah, I got a few of these symptoms, but nah, I can't be having a heart attack. First of all, I don't have time. This can't be happening to me. So she did something very critical to saving her life. She said, I took some Bayer aspirin. She says, thank God for that TV commercial. Literally, she did not call 911. 50% of women having heart attacks never do. 50% of us, ladies, I am speaking to us because our symptoms manifest so differently than that of our male counterparts. And 50% of us don't call 911. We don't think that it is important enough or pressing enough to call 911. Now, 200,000 women die of heart attacks every year. Die every year of heart attacks in the United States. And then she goes on to say, by some miracle, I was not one of them. The next day, she did go to a cardiologist, and the doctor did an EKG, and he sent her to the hospital immediately, where he put a stent in her heart. Now get this, The LAD was 99% blocked. The LAD, in layman's term, is that artery in the heart that they call a widowmaker. And it was used to describe men who had a heart attack that left their wives as widows. Because when you have blockage, 99% blockage in the LAD artery, it causes a heart attack that usually kills you instantaneously. She says, now, know the symptoms, ladies, and listen to the voice inside, the one we all so easily ignore. She suggests, she's really pleading with every woman that has had or is having these symptoms not to wait. She waited until the very next day. She says, call 911 immediately. And so she talked about just the gratitude that she has for being alive today. And it was just but for the grace of God that she is alive. That artery, that main artery, was 99% blocked. And I'm telling you, we are so busy taking care of everybody else that we're not taking care of ourselves. We are literally ignoring these symptoms. Body aches, back pain, nausea. She said her skin felt clammy. And I'm telling you, ladies, that still small voice inside, it lets us know when there is a problem. And we ask you every single day to know your body. Know what is normal so that when things that are abnormal happen, you'll be able to point to it and you'll be able to say, this is not right. And the reason why I am such an advocate for women and heart disease is because my mother had much the same problem. Just out of breath, no energy, clammy, hot. And it was a while before the doctors would even acknowledge her heart and even look at her heart. That's why every single day we try to say to you that knowledge is power. The more information you have about symptomology, about symptoms, about what is happening in your body, what could happen, the possibilities, the more you will be equipped to be your own best advocate, the more you will be equipped to go in and say, when you go into the emergency room, when you call 911, please take a look at my heart. I think I may be having a heart attack. And when you say those words, you get some attention. You get some real and immediate attention when you go to the emergency room and say, I think I'm having a heart attack. This is a real issue. And when somebody public comes out and says it, it just adds more attention to this very, very important issue as it pertains to women. 200,000 women in the United States dying from heart attacks? Well, I'm here to say that's just way too many of us. If you're having these symptoms, it's not just enough to take a beer aspirin, a low-dose aspirin. It's not enough. You gotta get to the hospital. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. Know your body. Be your own best advocate. Those are just a couple of things that we wanted to talk about this morning because they're happening in the news, they're happening in our world. And you know what? They're happening in our communities every single day, and we're not taking notice. You're on point, everybody. I'm Carlette Christmas. We'll be back right after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services.
Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Hello, I am Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary, HD for life. All you got to do is phone 318-767-2220. And, of course, McDonald's of Pineville. You know, before we went to break, and I just wanted to say one more thing about women and heart disease, that LAD artery that we were talking about, it's called the left anterior descending, also known as the Widowmaker. And the reason why we read so much and we make sure that we're on point about issues that are current and ongoing is that we want to make you think as you're driving in this morning, as you're sitting at your desk. And you know, it doesn't always have to be about weight or being overweight. Sometimes you can be a normal, healthy weight and you can still have that blockage. And we've spoken about it many, many, many times on the show. And we will continue to speak about it. We will continue to encourage you to get fit. We will encourage you. We will bring in authors, as we have been doing, not only locally, nationally, but internationally, to give you a different flair on health and fitness. and changing your current eating habits. And as I talk about changing our current eating habits, we are on the journey yet again. And if you'll remember last week, I think it was last week or maybe the week before, I got in my spirit in prayer time to tell everybody to write on a sticky note or write somewhere that they could see it every single day, two words, don't quit. And I think that that is so apropos this morning, DC, that we encourage people not to quit. Because as we encourage people not to quit, we encourage ourselves not to quit. And it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if you are sick and tired of dieting because they just don't work. Many people say that they don't work. But maybe you just have to find what does work. Maybe it's just as simple as cutting back. But not taking care of your health is unacceptable for so many reasons. Not just for your family, your husband, your kids, those people who love you, but for yourself. We know that when we eat better, I was having this conversation yesterday when I was at the nail salon getting my pedicure done, because I know, and I was having this conversation with a lady, I even feel guilty about taking time out of my day to go and sit and have my feet done. But it's a necessity. It is that time where I can sit and just literally fall asleep. In fact, I stop taking my shoes in and I wear my flip-flops, because every single time I wear my shoes into the nail salon, I forget them because I am just that dog tired. But we were talking about weight and weight gain, and when you get into your 30s and on into your 40s, how you begin to gain weight, especially women, and we know that men do as well. And it used to be a time, ladies, where we never gained in our midsections like we are now. Many women, you will see, we are carrying that fat. It's depositing right in our midsections. Well, we were having this conversation and we were saying, you know, the lady was telling me about some things that she was doing and some changes that she was making. And I was saying, yeah, I totally get that. And I was saying, you know, I've made some changes over just the last year. And many of you know I stopped eating meat. Now, is that for everybody? Absolutely not. But that's what has worked and is working for me. Is it hard? Absolutely. But I feel better. My cholesterol is great. My blood pressure is great. And those are things that we need to focus on, especially as we're aging. And so DC and I have been having this conversation because there have been challenges in our lives with food. And so every week we try to start something different. He's tickled. And so this week was no different, but we have the sign up in our office on our board, DC, that says what?
Don't quit.
Don't quit. And so as we encourage you, we encourage ourselves. But I want you to talk about this time, and as opposed to every other time, diet-wise.
You know, I can kind of look back and say, in the past, you know, I've started these programs, and really more or less I'm on I'm trying to do a lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
It's a diet. But I always start out just like I'm starting out now.
And what's that like?
I mean, I start out
strong.
I'm committed.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying, you know, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna stick with it.
Uh-huh. But
and I always tend to fall short.
Right.
You know, and so when you say what's different this time,
right?
You know, the only thing that I can say is different is I am trying to keep it at the forefront of my mind. I'm starting to take steps to stay away from those situations. Like yesterday, we was at our child's open house.
I knew you were gonna mention that.
You know, cookies and just little sweets all over the place. So what I did was just steered away from it.
But you mentioned it several times.
I mentioned it several times. And, you know, I am going through that hard-fought battle of, you know, I have to win these little battles of saying no,
mm-hmm,
to win the war, you know. And so, you know, this time, though, I think I'm really at my bottom.
Mm.
Because I'm about 40 pounds overweight. And, I mean, I've been,
you know, progressively gaining.
But a lot of people would say, not to cut you off, DC, a lot of people would say 40 pounds, that really ain't that much.
Yeah, but 40 pounds for a 5'9 man is a lot of weight.
And it's a lot for you.
It's a lot for me because until 3 years ago, you know, I was around 200 pounds all the time.
And you were in immaculate physical condition.
Absolutely. So for me, being right here at about 235, 240 pounds is just, it's just too much. And, you know, the reason why I keep starting on a new deal, because I will not quit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone through situations like this before where I've had to, where I've quit things before and it took some time. You know, it is not, it's simple, but it's not easy. It takes real commitment to do what I'm trying to do.
Absolutely. And so this is what I think is so important. And we've had this conversation maybe even on a weekly basis. And this morning, as we're just encouraging people about health and all the things that are happening in the news, I just think we have to really open up and talk about it. But this time, there was something different about your demeanor about losing the weight. This time, I felt a disgust with yourself, and I felt you being sick and tired.
Yes, your feelings were right. You know, I am truly, truly at the point where I am just, you know, a change is going to have to come. I mean, I need to make some changes, and I am committing myself to stick to the lifestyle change that I have decided to take, and I believe it's one that works if I just work it.
Right.
You know, it'll work if I work it, and, you know, the only... there's some setbacks with what I'm on because it's not so forgiving like most diets. You know, you can go on a lifestyle change
and mm-hmm.
a lot of them are very forgiving. Well, the one that I'm on is just not forgiving. Once you do something that you're not supposed to do, you have to start over into the induction.
Right.
So I am committed to getting through the induction, the 2-week induction,
mm-hmm.
which now I'm into my third day and it's going really, really well. But of course, you know, I can get into the 4, 5, 7 days of it.
But you know what? You said something very, very critical this morning, and I really liked it when we were driving in. You said, before we were leaving home, you said, I'm just going to do this thing one day at a time.
Absolutely.
And even shorter than that, you may have to just do it 1 minute, 1 hour.
Absolutely.
At a time.
One meal at a time.
One meal at a time, because there are always going to be things that pop up, like last night. Who thought they would have had cookies?
Exactly.
At the open house.
I didn't. Would have went last year if I'd known. But you know, I'm at a point in this process where I'm really ready to do what I need to do to get the result that I need to get.
Mm-hmm.
I am really frustrated and I am tired of doing this, you know, because I'm practicing insanity. You know, I do the same thing and I expect a different result. And this is normal behavior for addicts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I consider myself a food addict right now. I'm surrendering to it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically I'm saying, you know, I have to give it to God because I can't do it. It's just like with alcohol and drugs, you have to surrender to it and give it to a power that's greater than yourself, which who I believe is God.
Right.
So I'm saying to God, look, I am powerless over this food and I need help.
And I think the reason why we talk about it is because we want to confess it.
Absolutely.
We want to put it out there in the universe, but we want to put it out there for other people because what the experts say about quote unquote food addictions is that people that are addicted to food have wrong relationships or have some sort of obsessive relationship to food and eating.
Absolutely. And, you know, I will admit here today, you know, because you say this all the time.
What do I say?
You know, when we're getting ready to have, especially when we go to the restaurant, I seem to get sort of giddy. Sometimes I'll do a little dance.
Yeah, yeah. You do. You get immediately happy, especially.
Like I'm about to get a fix.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, you know, so I'm recognizing that. That is not normal behavior,
mm-hmm.
and it is truly time. And believe it or not, even in this process that I'm going through now with the foods that I am able to eat,
mm-hmm.
I still have a twinge of excitement about having lunch. So get some lunch.
But how do you, I wonder how you get past that, where food is not up there with air and opportunity. And that's where we're trying to go in right. our household. And I said to DC, and we have always been like this. And for people who don't know our story, we have been together since little kids, literally. And when we look at our son in the eighth grade, DC and I have literally been together since seventh grade.
Right.
I mean, we have been like peas in a pod since seventh grade, really.
Absolutely. And it's really hard for most people to fathom. But
It is. And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Because we can complete each other's sentences. It is hard for people to fathom. But not only do we love each other, we really like each other.
Absolutely.
And so I was saying to DC that all of the things that we have gone through in our relationship, in our friendship, in our lives, we've literally gone through those things together. And that's why you'll hear me talking about fishing and the joys of those things that DC enjoys. But he also will relish, well, he might not relish, but he will come along in many of the things. You know, women like to shop. Men don't necessarily like to do that. But the things that we do, we really have found a way to do those things together. And I said to DC that when you are overweight, it's just like I'm overweight.
Well, I mean, mm-hmm. I understand exactly how that feels, because when you were 190 pounds.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't know this.
Right.
But you were
185
pounds.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, of course, I was looking like a rock star.
Okay.
You know, I refused to accept that you were not going to.
That's right.
No. And I knew that you were strong in mind,
mm-hmm.
and that you were and I believed in you taking it off. And I see you giving that back to me right now, saying, I know it's going to work out no matter how many times I fail.
Right.
You know I don't like being overweight.
Right. And I know what it feels like.
Absolutely. And I'm ready to at this point. Now, you had a lot more discipline than I did. Because even when you were overweight, the weight didn't come off, but you fought it,
mm-hmm.
and you just kept speaking it mm-hmm. and speaking it until existence, until about 2 years later, the weight was gone.
2 whole years later.
Yeah, it took about 2 years. So for me, the weight gain was different. You know, your weight gain came from, you know, the baby.
Right.
My weight gain has come from a progressive overeating over a period of about 3.5 years.
Uncle New would say it came from grocery.
Exactly. It came from grocery, but it was a process. It didn't just happen like, oh, I'm 200 pounds, and then 6 months later, I'm 235, 240 pounds.
Right.
I just kept picking up 10 pounds. 7 pounds,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it progressively has. And now I'm looking at myself saying, how did this happen? So when it happens like that, it's really harder to get it off.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been better if I would have just eaten and gained 40 pounds and say, man, what am I doing? And stop doing what I'm doing. And, you know,
right.
But this is a progressive situation that has progressed the way that it has. And it's going to take some time and a made up mind for me to get back to where I feel that I like to be.
And it goes even further than that, because as I was talking about Rosie O'Donnell's heart attack and my mother's issues with heart attack, heart disease runs rampant in both of our families. And one of the things that Uncle New used to say, another newism, is that we are digging our grave with our teeth.
There it is.
And so it's even beyond the way you look and feel. It is about your health. And the reason why we wanted to have this conversation this morning is because of that mantra that we hope that you will adapt. Don't quit.
Absolutely.
We hope that you will encourage those people in your life, no matter. See, this is what love does. It doesn't quit. I don't care how hard it gets. I don't care what it looks like in the natural. I don't care how many times DC has tried, and before you knew it, he was at Davis One Stop getting ice cream. I don't care. Because you know what? We're not going to quit. We're going to keep fighting until he gets to where he feels comfortable again in his clothes, comfortable in his body. And you know what? We're an athletic family. Even our dog is athletic.
Yes.
So we're just not going to quit. And this morning, we want to encourage you, no matter what you're battling, no matter what you're battling, not to quit.
Absolutely. And that is just a true testament to, you know, it's a really complex situation, because the fact that I'm overweight, it is a fact that I am a little bit overweight right now. But what I know is it's not the truth.
That's right.
See, fact is not always truth.
That's right. Because facts are always changing.
Exactly. So the fact that I am a little bit overweight right now is not my truth, and it's not who I am. And I
Oh, that's powerful.
I expect to be where I want to be and where I feel I need to be the most happy, the most healthiest.
Right.
And where I feel the best.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think that that's change. I think that that's the word. And you know what? It's all about change.
Change.
You know, that's some good stuff.
Yes, sir.
That's some good stuff. Hey, I don't know about you, but we feel change in the air.
Yeah.
We feel encouragement in the air, and we hope that you do too. Stay on point. Stay with us. We're back after this.
HixsonHasIt.com. HixsonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixsonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixsonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixsonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixsonHasIt.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah,
you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Hey, everybody, it's Wednesday morning. Yes, we're in the middle of the week, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. In Bunkie, the number to phone is 318-346-6695. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove those dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove doubts. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism and Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. If you're just joining us on this Wednesday morning, you know what we wanted to do? We wanted to encourage you as we encourage ourselves. And as we were talking about those two words, don't quit. You know what? You can be stubborn and you cannot write it down on your sticky note, on your mirror, wherever you need to write it. But it's about something. No, that was Holy Ghost inspired. That's not something that I just sat around and thought about. It was for everyone who will receive it. And as we were thinking about don't quit, we were thinking about the incredible conversation that we had yesterday with Thesha Wiley, the owner of Davis One Stop, Thesha Wiley Davis, and her sister Hollywood. Her name is Lorette Wiley, but it was an incredible conversation, and I don't know if you heard the conversation, and if you did hear the conversation, I don't know if you picked this up, because for me, it was a game changer. She said, we went, D.C., to 15 banks.
15.
Where they do that at? Well, of course, Kathy Hughes went to 32. But 15 banks before you could get a yes? That's not quitting at its finest. So whether it's your weight, whether it's that impending business that God put in your belly, whether it's changing jobs, whatever it is, I would tell you not to quit. And this is what I have really, really, really strong in my spirit this morning. Don't quit on your relationship. Now, hear me. I'm not talking about if you're in an abusive relationship. I'm talking about that person, man or woman, this morning. I know you're saying, I cannot believe she's saying that, because God is talking to you this morning that is saying, I have had enough. I'm tired. I can do bad all by myself. Let me tell you something. That is a cliche that just is that. It's a cliche. Now, it depends. It depends every situation. My mom used to say every tub's got to stand on its own legs. But if you're in a relationship and you're having challenges, every relationship, especially long-term relationships, are going to have challenges. And if you're tired of praying for your spouse and you're tired of wondering what day God is going to change him, stop praying for God to change him and ask God to change you. Ask God to change your heart. Because I'm here to tell you that just like what you're putting out in the atmosphere, what you're putting out in the universe, what you're saying to your sister friends about your man, it takes hold. Be careful. Be careful about what you're saying. Because what I believe is that if you married a man and you loved a man, there was some goodness there. There was something that attracted you to who he was. And you've got to go back. And you've got to find what attracted you to him, what you loved about him. Because on the other side of that coin, there's somebody else that's praying for a good man. And there's nothing worse than seeing the man that you prayed over, the man that you cried for, the man that you pleaded with God to change for you to say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm done with this. I could do better by myself. And you dissolve that relationship, and everything you prayed for comes to fruition. But it comes to fruition for somebody else.
Ooh.
That's a trip.
What about that woman who says, I'm tired of it?
Well, I know about that woman. I have been that woman.
Right.
I have been that woman.
Well, how did you put together what you needed in yourself to stay with it, though?
Well, you know what? I had to stop looking at you, and I had to start looking at me, because I did think that everything in our relationship would be perfect, or almost perfect, nearly perfect, if you were not the problem, if you were not creating these issues. And I'm going to tell you something. I have single-handedly, I know that I was built to be an encourager. That's who God made me. And one day, at the cosmetic counter where I was working, God sent a woman in. And I have never, never told my business to anybody. I usually sit and listen to everybody else's story, and I usually encourage everybody else, but there was something different about this day and about this woman. She was a missionary headed to Mexico. She and her husband had sold everything that they had, and I'm telling you, they were people of means. Had sold everything, and they were giving that up to go to Mexico. Well, long story short, I began to pour out because I was tired. I was tired of suffering in silence. And that's why I'm so vocal about our lives, not because I'm boasting, not because I think we're so good. It's just the way that it is. And so I begin to tell her some things. And at the end of that conversation, she said something so poignant and so pointed to me that I will never, ever forget. She said, you need to go home and you need to tell your husband that no matter what, you will not give up on him. And I said, she is crazy. If I go home and I tell him I will never give up on him, he'll never change. He'll never get it. Because he knows that I'm not going anywhere. And ladies, you know we use that as our ace. Well, if you don't get it together, I'm leaving. And I get that. And so I pondered on that all day long. But you see, there are those divine appointments that you just know are from God. And you just know that God sent that person to tell you because he works through people. And I pondered upon it and I said, you know what? I can't do that. I won't do that. He'll never get what he needs if he knows that I'm just always going to be there. And ladies, you know, after a while, we begin to feel like doormats. We begin to feel unappreciated, underappreciated, and just plain useless because we don't see the change. Well, long story short, I did. I knew that this lady was sent from God to give me this message, and I knew that the plan was much bigger than myself. And so I went home, and I said to DC, I said, you know what? I just want you to know one thing. I'm not going to give up on you. And that has really been a staple of our lives, that we wouldn't quit on each other. And so I believe, DC, I believe that that's a word for somebody this morning that is thinking about quitting. You might be at the top. You might be nearing the top of your hill. Your season may be about to shift. And so for you, DC, can you quantify, can you remember what that felt like when I came home and I said that to you? Do you remember that?
Well, yes, I remember that. And it's sort of like it breaks you down.
Really?
It breaks through the rough, tough exterior of who you think you are, you know, the tough, tough person, and to have the weaker side of yourself come to you and say what you said gives a man the drive to want to be something different.
Wow. Do you think it was all that in that moment? Or was that a process?
No, it was. That's where the process started.
Powerful. Y'all, this is powerful, good stuff. I hope you're taking at least something. Stay on point.
Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a hat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time we kill for our women. To our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
A Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Where's all the humming people at? Where they at? Say it loud.
Humping your back.
Oh. Y'all, it's Wednesday, but it feels very much like Friday. It's hump day. Yeah, if you're just joining the show, you missed it. It's August the 22nd. It's 8:52. We want to know where all of the humping people at. Where are all those people that are trying to make it over the hump? Well, you know what? If you're trying to make it over the hump, just go over it. Get over it. Go over it. It's Wednesday. Don't quit.
Don't quit.
Don't quit. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT, well, it's sponsored by our good friend Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team. The number in Bunkie, 318-346-2540. In Appaloosa's, the slot, 337-942-9939. Also, for more information about the Southwest safety messages, log on to www.beresponsible.com. You know what? It feels good. And we don't want you to forget. We're fundraising. Yeah, we had some serious talk. We're going to have some more serious talk. But we got to remind you that in 2012, there's going to be 18 international races in 13 countries with more than 150 races globally. Internationally, Komen Race for the Cure events are unique in each country. And they all share, you see, the common goal, eradicating breast cancer.
Absolutely.
Let me just give our office number, our office address and phone number. The address is 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. And you can phone us AM or PM. We'll get your message. We'll get back with you at 318-445-5658. You can always connect with us at our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, connect with us. You know what? We get a deluge of messages from around the world, literally, at our email address. But I guarantee you, do not despair if we have not answered you. We will. You know, we work very, very hard to answer and to connect with each of you. I promise we will. But you know what? We're on this global mission to eradicate breast cancer. We want you to be the change. We want you to get involved. If you've never walked a 5K before, it is something that every single person, we had probably almost 100 people on our team last year. And I guarantee you, DC, we got a chance to love on, to get to meet and get to know every single person that walked with us, to say hi, to talk with them, to walk with them, to fellowship with them. And there was not one person, not one person, DC, that walked away from that 5K walk, because we just strolled and we just fellowshipped. Not one person that said, you know what, I hated it. It just, I'll never do it. Not one person. Every single person had something really incredible to say about this experience, about the fellowship. Y'all, we're raising money. We're starting our mega raffle, and we're going to be talking about it. We want you to come along. Get on board. You don't have to join Team OPT, although we'd love, 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 love to have you. You can start your own team, and we have made a commitment that if you start your own team and you get that going and you raise money and you bring people along, we'll help you. It's all about eradicating breast cancer. It's all about putting the information out there. It's all about our sister friends getting mammograms. It's all about change, and that's what we do. And before we got to go, DC, you know, I could hear people in the spirit saying, just real quick, I want to revisit relationships. I could hear people in the spirit saying, you don't know my story. You don't know my fool. I get that.
Right.
I get that. And every situation has got to stand on its own merits. But you know what? When we stand before God and the universe and we say, for better or for worse, I'm going to tell you, sometimes it will get worse than you could ever have even imagined. But if you really, really trust God and trust the universe, and I know that these are just words, because I've been there. I know it gets tough.
It's tough.
It does get tough. But you know what? If you stop focusing on what that person is doing and you start focusing on how you can get better and how you can be a better you, I promise you, things will turn around. It's called control. And we're going to do a whole show on it.
Absolutely. We're working on a book right now.
Yeah. And it was just really poignant to what we all try to do, not just women, but men. We try to be in control of things. And so listen, don't think that I'm making light of anybody's situation, because I am not. We have been through some tough times. I know that there are people that are going through tough times. But what I'm telling you is that there is a shift happening. We want you to be encouraged this morning, no matter what it looks like in the natural. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. And guess what? The weekend is on the way. But we want you to make the rest of the week the best of the week.
Yeah.
Make the rest of the week the best of the week.
Yeah.
Put Monday and Tuesday behind. Start today. In the middle, on the hump, make the rest of the week the best of the week. Y'all, we love you so much. I don't know if you can feel it or not, but we absolutely love you. God absolutely loves you even more than that. So love yourself and be the change that you want to see in the world. And remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great hump day Wednesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday.
Where's all the hungry people at? Where they at? To the vicious heart. You got it. Keep on.
been